Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
What is the cheapest, fastest, and easiest deer and turkey food you can plant? Should you plant something before this hunting season? And when is the best time to do it? We're going to examine these items and more on this episode. Welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about the easiest, cheapest, fastest, perennial deer and turkey food you can plant, and when to plant it, and what you should do about that process, and should you plant something. Now, first of all, I need to just put this disclaimer out there. I do not advocate that new hunters should be doing food plots. New hunters should be in the woods. They should be hunting. They should be worried about getting pieces of gear like a jacket and boots and bullets and, you know, the bare necessities to get into the woods, to be able to stay warm, stay comfortable, and so on. But maybe you've been doing this for a year or two, or you've got opportunities in front of you. There's land that you can work on. You're thinking about, you know, should I plant something to try to up my habitat level for deer and turkey? You know, I talk about deer and turkey. This is mostly a deer episode, but the exact same thing, the exact same ideas here are going to work for turkey too. So whatever camp you're in, but I'm going to refer more to deer. So you're thinking, you know, should I do something about like this? Now, most people steer clear of food plan or food plots because of money. Well, to be honest with you, money is not that big of a deal. There's some really cheap things you can do. If you're making decisions about this, it should be decisions based on time and energy. Because when it comes down to planting things, you know, you can't just throw the money at it. You've got to actually physically get out there and do something. And people think, well, I don't have the right equipment to do that. Well, you can bypass the right equipment if you've got some sweat equity you're willing to put into it. So let me cut to the chase, and then I'll fill in some of the details here on process. Should you plant something? The answer is maybe. Only you know your situation and circumstances, what you're trying to accomplish, the opportunities and places you have to hunt, and what you're able to do and what permissions you have to impact those places that you hunt. You know, if it's public land, you probably cannot plant anything. If it's your own personal property, of course, you could do whatever you want. If you're hunting on a friend or family member's property, they may or may not be open to you planting something. How much you need to plant? Well, it comes down to what you're going to plant. So I recommend first and foremost and only most for new hunters and new-ish hunters to plant clover. Clover is the fastest, cheapest, easiest perennial food plant that you can plant for deer and turkey, in my opinion. It is, you can plant an acre of clover or a half acre of clover with the best seed on planet Earth that money can buy for like $30. People think, well, I don't have the equipment. You don't need to till the ground to plant clover. In fact, I think it's actually to your advantage to not till the ground, because tilling the ground creates a whole bunch of other issues and requires a whole bunch of equipment. tilling the ground brings up weed seeds, and usually you have an explosion of weed growth when you till the ground. Tilling the ground causes soil erosion, and you lose the best qualities and parts of what you're trying to work with. And it takes serious equipment in order to till the ground. Now, there could be situations where tilling is right for you, but in general, for most new hunters, I don't think you need to till the ground to plant clover, which is another reason why clover is the easiest thing to plant, because you don't have to till. But you do have to get clover onto bare dirt. That's the other side. More about that in a minute. So why plant clover? Well, clover is 33, 32, something like that, percent protein. Deer love clover. Turkeys love clover. Clover is a really good, easy food plot. It's something you can put out there. It lingers into the fall. Now, full disclosure, this is going to be better for archery season than rifle season in most places, because your clover's probably going to start to wilt or to go dormant come rifle season. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about planting clover for rifle season deer hunting, what you're really trying to do is impact deer habits, trying to get deer to live on the land, trying to make stuff there for the deer to be a part of that property and stay in that area year-round, and that's a good thing for that. Will there still be clover on your food plots for once rifle season actually comes along? The answer is, depending on where you live in the country, maybe, probably, but it's going to really vary. If you're hunting in northern Michigan versus Georgia, completely different answers. All right, so it depends on where you are if clover is still going to be something that's going to draw deer come the rifle season. So you need to examine that. But even if it doesn't, clover is good for getting deer to come into and stay in that area, to get used to being in that area, to get used to that property. You know, does in particular, they tend to live wherever they live and they do not move. They move very little. Even if food changes, unless food goes from great to zero, they're going to stay in a general area and usually not move more than a few hundred yards over the course of a year. Bucks will move more, but coming the rut, bucks will be where the does are. So if you can get does to live there, then you can up your chances at getting bucks in that area as well. And of course, if the clover is still active and still there to be eaten come rifle season, then you've got that advantage. Now, I should also mention, weeds will, and grasses, I mean, a lot of them just is disintegrate and evaporate come the fall season. They just turn gray and they are gone. Clover sticks around longer because it's perennial. It is going to spring back to life in the springtime. It is great for spring turkey season. Once that comes around, clover is an awesome thing to have there. Probably more helpful in the spring even than the fall. But when it comes to deer hunting, clover is a great nutrition source for the deer in early spring once it starts to come back. So it's one of those first really good things for them to eat. Helps them come out of the winter. Helps grow the deer herd and build the deer herd in your area. So it has benefits throughout the year as well as the hunting season. If you're hunting archery, then bam, you've got a perfect, awesome, active food plot going on right there. So should you plant it? That's up to you. What makes clover so easy to plant? Well, this comes down to the question of not needing to till. What you do need, though, is bare dirt. So how do you get bare dirt? Clover has to touch dirt. The seeds need to touch dirt. You don't need to mix the seeds into the dirt. You don't need to plant the seeds in the dirt. In fact, the professionals at what I think is the top clover company in the country, they say just, even if you till the ground, just drop the seeds onto the dirt. That's all you got to do. You don't even want to bury the seeds. You just drop them onto the dirt. So you don't need to do any kind of planting regime. You can get a little $10 seed spreader, which is what I got, and just go with it like that. But how do you get bare dirt? Well, depending on the time of year, if you are planting in late winter, you could just go out with a rake and just rake aside all the junk that's in a particular area, and you could get pretty close to enough bare dirt to do something. Now, you don't need to plant a lot. You don't need to plant 10 acres. You don't need to plant 1 acre. You can plant half an acre, a tenth of an acre. That's, you know, if you've got a 50 by 20 foot corridor you can plant, that can benefit. That can help you. That alone is worth doing, depending on what else is in the area. Now, if you're competing with corn and soybeans and alfalfa and brassicas and all sorts of other things that are really great deer food, the clover may not be the biggest draw. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. If you're hunting in a place that's surrounded by those items, you're probably better off not trying to lure them in with food. You're probably better off trying to lure them in with cover. You can learn about that in another episode. Just head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, and we've talked about that before in managing deer habitat. But when it comes to planting clover, if you're the only food plot in town, then you have a huge advantage. If there's not many others, or they're not great, or they're not real close, then even a tenth of an acre can make a difference and be helpful. So you only need a small amount. You only need a little bit of bare dirt, just a little bit of elbow grease. So the two best ways to do it: get out there in the late winter time or early spring with a rake and just rake aside all the dead junk, and then boom, you can get clover on seed. But right now it's August, right? So that's not going to work. You got weeds that are high. What do you do if you don't have equipment? You get a weed whacker. That's right. Whatever you want to call them, weed trimmer, line trimmer, string trimmer, get a weed whacker. And what I recommend is literally go out, weed whack the area, and just weed whack down to the dirt.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Get you some heavy string for the weed whacker. You know, none of this 0.55 stuff. Get something that's like 0.95, 1.05, you know, 1.2, some super heavy string and a powerful weed whacker, and just weed whack down to the dirt. Now, it'll take you a little while. This is not, you know, super easy. It'll take you a little while to weed whack, you know, tall junk here in August, but it's cheap. It's super cheap. It's easy in terms of simple, and you only need one tool to do it. I'd recommend go out and weed whack for 2 hours a day for a couple days. Don't try to do it all at once and burn yourself out. And just chunk it out. Just, you know, tenth of an acre. If you've got any equipment at all, if you've got an ATV, if you have a garden tiller, a rototiller or something like that, that may be worth using here. That might be, you know, this might be the opportunity for you to say, well, maybe I do want to do some tilling, because if you have some equipment, then use it. But if you don't, all you need is a weed whacker in this time of year. So when is the best time to plant? Well, there's two good times to plant clover. Number one is late winter, early spring, before anything else starts growing. In fact, you can, what they call frost seed. You put the seeds on the ground while it is still ice outside. And once the ground warms up to the right temperature for them to grow, they'll sprout. Of course, this is not early spring. So when's the other best time? Well, the other best time is right now. Starting right about the 1st of August through the beginning of September, maybe mid-September, depends on where you are in the country, now is the best time of year to plant it. In fact, a lot of people prefer to plant it now because come springtime, it pops right up. It's already established and it does good ground cover, and you have less competition for weeds planting something right now. So if you're thinking about it, or the idea has crossed your mind, now is the perfect time. This is the month. August is the time. Now, is that food plot going to help you during deer season if you plant it in August? Absolutely. It's going to do a couple things for you. One, in my experience, deer love change. If you have a field of garbage or just a bunch of jaggers and weeds and whatnot, and you just mow that down to the dirt, you're going to have more deer there. Just even if you don't plant anything, you're going to have more deer there because they're curious. They're licking minerals out of the dirt. They're eating the green things that just start to bud out of that. You can definitely impact their movement patterns for archery season just by tearing up the dirt right now. But more than that, your clover will grow. And come August, September, October, you can have a significant amount of clover, enough to impact deer movement and enough to help you during the hunting season for the fall. So now is a great time to get out there and do it. And the other great reason to plant clover is it keeps coming back. You invest this work once. You don't have to go out there and retill and redo everything every year for a one-time crop. You do it once, and then you just maintain it. If you got bare spots in the spring, you can put down some extra seed in those bare spots to fill in. If you get huge weed or grass overgrowth, you can get some different herbicides that they make that will not harm clover and many other food plot plants, but will take out broadleaf weeds and grasses. And you can spray those, you know, once or twice a year if you have to. And you can literally keep a clover food plot up forever. You just add a little seed, maybe a little more in the spring, fill in the thin areas, keep an eye on the weeds and the grasses, keep it under control, and you can have this thing for years and years and years. They say with one planting, the clover should last up to 5 years at, you know, exceptionally high yields, and that's without filling in bare spots in the springtime and all that jazz. The other reason is clover is a good ground cover. Once it gets established, it should keep a lot of weeds and a lot of other stuff from growing through it. That first year might take a little help on your part, but once it gets established, it does really good with that. So clover is cheap. Like I said, you can plant a half acre with the best seed on planet Earth for about $30, and you can get cheaper seed. You know, I recommend white clover. I think it is the best for protein, size, yield, ground cover, all that jazz. And that's what the professional clover scientists use and all of that. But $30. You can get the cheap white clover for, you know, what's it going to be? $10, $15 maybe to do half an acre. You can, you know, there's lots of options out there. Now, what do you need to know about it? Well, the one big thing with clover is pH. So you would want to get a soil test and check what the pH is in your area. So, for example, when I did my last clover plot that I put in, I did a soil test. It came back at 6.3 pH. Well, clover prefers 6.5 to 7.5. So I was just under the ideal range. And of course, I did my soil test. I did mine through Penn State University. I think it cost me $9. I just contacted one of their soil test places. You can just Google it. And they said you could come and get the kit for $9. Or if you pay an extra $2, we'll mail it to you. So I just had to mail it to me. Got it. Put my dirt in a bag. Mailed it back. Within a week, I had the results. So they told me, you know, 6.3 pH. Supposed to be 6.5. The food plot people said, you know what, it'll grow in 6.3, you'll be all right. But it'll do even better if you're able to raise it. So what you do is you add lime. You get pelletized lime or pulverized lime. I recommend the pelletized. And you just add that into the soil when you plant. They said you can put the seeds down and just put the lime right on top of it. or vice versa. No, it doesn't matter at all. So, of course, the soil test people, they came back and they say, you know, whatever it's going to be, 2,000 pounds per acre. Like, well, that sounds like a lot. It is. It is. But I was only doing a micro plot. I was doing a tenth of an acre. So if your math is 2,000 pounds recommended for an acre, how much is a tenth of an acre? Well, 200 pounds. That's 4 or 5 bags. They're like $3 a bag, cost me $20. You know, I put down more than enough. And it took me, once I had everything ready to plant the seed, 10 minutes to put the lime down. I just took a push spreader like you might use for rock salt on the driveway. Lime was down in 10 minutes, cost me an extra $20. In the grand scheme of things, we're talking a 5-10 year food plot. What's an extra $20 when you're planting? And of course, you can put the lime down anytime. In fact, the saying that goes with lime is the best time for lime is anytime. So you can put that down later. You can put it down next year. You can let it grow, see how you like it. If it needs some help or not, then you can add it at a later date, you know. But the food plot people did say that if the pH isn't high enough, it just will not grow enough right. It might sprout, it grows a little bit, but then it'll never reach its full potential. So you need to just be mindful of that. For $9, you can get a soil test. You're like, oh man, George, I was not planning on becoming, you know, like an agricultural specialist here. You know, I'll be honest with you, I think it's part of the fun. I do. I think it's part of the fun. You know, I was out there digging up a little bit of dirt with my little garden shovel, mailing it in to Penn State University, and getting the little one-sheet readout back. And I'm like, this is fun. You know, what is the pH here? What does this stuff mean? Just trying to figure that out. And then you're putting down lime, which is a mineral, in order to raise that. And to me, that's part of the fun. You know, if you don't care, well, yeah, whatever. But I enjoyed it as part of the experience. And I'm learning as I go and sort of understanding things I never understood before, which I thought was pretty cool. But you don't have to do any of that. You just put the seed down and hope for the best. Chances are you should be fine. But it's easy. You get dirt, you put seed on it. Boom. Next. It's fast. You can, with minimal equipment or just a weed whacker, you can get this into the ground. You never have to do it again. It grows fast. Plant it in August. It can help you for the fall season. Super cheap and perennial, like I said. You know, I'm not at a point where I want to go out and just plant a lot of annual crops every single year. I don't know about you, but I just don't want to invest that kind of time right now. And new hunters, I would not recommend at all that you try to invest that kind of time right now. You need to be doing one thing and one thing only, hunting and getting ready to hunt. Just spend time in the woods. You probably, you know, haven't even thought this far ahead. But if you're listening to this episode, then this is probably part of your reality, something you're thinking about, pondering, planning for. So just by virtue that you're here, I know you've got some interest in it, or you just skip this episode entirely, or maybe you're thinking about it for next year or a future date. But either way, clover is super easy. It is good for whitetails. It is good for turkey, and it keeps coming back. You do the work once, and it just keeps coming back. All you got to do is maintain it, and it just keeps coming back. And the first year, you know, you get it started, and then all you got to do is maintain. So I hope this information is helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Lots of other episodes on deer hunting, turkey hunting, habitat management, planning, gear, equipment, firearms, how to find a place to hunt. If you're just listening to this episode for wishful thinking, for one day, somehow, maybe, and you're still at literally square one, that's where we start. Square one. How do you take a hunter safety course? And then how do you find a place to hunt? So head to the website. Check it out. Till next time, God bless you guys. Appreciate you. And go get them in the woods.
I'm I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.